Now turning to a fun discussion about money, let's check in with Kirk Reed. He's a financial planner with McNamara, and he's got some good advice for us when it comes to when we all plan on winning that $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're all in a pool here. You know, we all throw in $2, and we are all planning on winning this jackpot. So we thought we need some good advice from someone who can tell us what to do. So my first question to you, you always hear about, do you take it over a 20-year period, or do you take the lump sum? What's the difference, and what do you recommend?
So, you know, the lump sum basically means, you know, you get it all at once, which gives you more control, right? You have all the money, you know, at your, you know, access right away. But that means, you know, it all gets taxed all at the same time. So you have to be aware of that as far as what tax bracket that might put you in. The other issue is so if you take the annuity, you know, they give it to you, it's 30 payments over 29 years. Which means it's structured a little bit differently. The taxes, you know, could be different depending on your tax bracket. You know, for the numbers that we're talking about in this particular lottery, I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference tax-wise, because it's so much money that you're pretty much going to be in the highest tax bracket, I think, regardless. However, you know, one of the things you want to do if you win a lottery is, you know, hire a tax professional. That should be one of the first things you do. So that you fully understand what your tax liabilities are, so that you're not, you know, overextending yourself.
And typically, when people win a big chunk of money like this, when you talk about being in the highest bracket, what percentage of your winnings are you talking about roughly would be taxed?
So currently the highest federal tax bracket is 37%.
Ouch.
So you're going to be there with these kind of dollars. You're going to be in that bracket, or at least, you know, pretty much most of the money will be taxed at that rate. Plus, you know, if you live in Massachusetts, there's an additional 5% on top of that.
Have you ever dealt with, and you don't have to give us any names, have you ever dealt with somebody who's come into a big amount of money like this through a contest?
You know, we've had a handful of people come meet with us that have won lotteries, nothing of this magnitude. And you know, we've had discussions about, you know, what to do, but ultimately they never actually engaged us, you know, as their advisor. So I don't know what they've actually done. I think when people come into this, there's trust issues, right? They don't know who to trust. And I think that's a hard part. And, you know, one of the things they say is, you know, if you win a big sum like this, is be careful who you tell. You know, if you have a spouse or a loved one, you know, certainly tell them, but maybe that's all you tell, at least for starters, because you have too many people telling you, giving you advice, and that can be very overwhelming.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of times people will, I guess, get their lawyer to accept the money or put it in the name of a trust so they are not identified. I'm not sure if you can do that in Massachusetts, but I know that some people have talked about that. Have you ever heard any good stories about people who have won large sums like this and absolutely blew it? And how could they do that with that kind of money?
I don't know anybody personally, but yes, I've certainly read those stories. They are true. I think, you know, people just kind of start down that path of, wow, you know, this is so much money, I can pretty much do whatever I want, and they just start spending, and it's a slippery slope. You know, perhaps it even turns into, I don't know, gambling, you know, and then they end up losing a big chunk, and there are even stories of people ending up, you know, worse off than they were before they won the lottery. I was actually reading, you know, a little bit about this, and there's actually something called sudden wealth syndrome, which is like a stress disorder. You know, that caused by, you know, inheriting, you know, or not inheriting, but receiving this lump sum of money. It's just so overwhelming. The mind can barely, you know, comprehend it.
Well, I'd like to have a little bit of that. Kirk Reed, if people want to get in touch with you, if they win instead of our crew here at WATD, what's the best way that people can get a hold of you?
So the office number is 781-834-2010. And the website is McNamaraFinancial.com.
Well, we appreciate your help, and we'll be contacting you as soon as we win. Again, that's Kirk Reed with McNamara. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, and good luck to you guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'd probably quit my job. We'd buy a nice house, travel a lot.